Welcome, welcome. Welcome back to yet another episode, another installment of the Let Us Become Sharper / TNS podcast. Let Us Become Sharper. The title, Let Us Become Sharper, comes from a very, very special career of barbering. My career, it's been very special to me, been very good to me. Working in the barbershops, the barber game, the barber industry, it's been a joy, and it's also been a journey. It's been a journey. That's a good word to describe what how it's been. But I've had a very, very fun trip, and I've had a lot of positive things. A lot of great things have come to me from that particular trade. So that's how we landed here at the title / TNS. TNS is the underworld of my clientele. It is the after hour occasion every week from the hours of 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. is the Thursday Night Society # TNS. The TNS supporters, the TNS members are a very, very distinct group of individuals, and that collection of people are considered to be the go-getters, the outgoing people of our society. They are the networkers. They are the hustlers of society. They have been consigned to the evening hours because they don't fit well with the non-hustlers. You know, their hustle mentality and their skill set is too much to just sit around with the general population. But that's a special title that they hold. # TNS Thursday Night Society hold that title. So we coming along with another episode, another installment. As I said before, what we want to do now is the direction that the podcast is going in is we want to start to implement the progression and the other aspects, you know, the qualities of Let Us Become Sharper. It's a world. And like I say, it was barbering in the barbershop in the beginning, starting off young. We were, I posted for pictures. There you go. Yes, we started off young, cutting in the shop and just really, really providing expertise. We just got a photo shoot right in the middle of the podcast. This place is amazing. This is the best podcast your voice right here on Greenfield, right off of between 12 and 13. This is a great place to come. If you come by here, you want your podcast, you come on in and you just you set up, and I can show you how to do so. Just get in touch with me and we'll definitely get you in the studio and you can podcast your voice. But like we were saying, the barber career that I've had birthed a lot of positive things. And in the earlier episodes of the podcast, we always made sure that we outlined positive energy, you know, always casting away and casting out negative energy. So that's the theme of what it is that we do here. But I want to come in and outline the support of the vibe. Now, when I was in the barbershop young, I had a lot of people that supported me. A lot of people supported me. I'm talking about the whole community supported me. And that's coming from east to west. I've had people come from out of state to support me. I mean, the support system has been real and I've truly been blessed. But it's one thing that has not been addressed as far as Let Us Become Sharper business is concerned. You know, the LLC is set up, CJ Clippers LLC is the business. As far as the framework of the business and the practical moving parts of a business. But you have to understand one thing that's been vital, and I've been thinking about this, progressing forward, moving this podcast forward. I want to outline the vibe. There was a guy. Well, there's been several guys, but there was a guy that came in my shop and he asked me a question that was very, very important. He asked me, why are you so passionate about your shop. Why are you so passionate about your suite? Because we've had altercations in there. We've had debates. We've had run-ins. We've had exchanging of ideas. But I'm always passionate. I always come off passionate. And he asked, what was the reason? The reason is because people respect your skills. They respect me by trade. They respect me in barbering. I'm respected in that realm. But one thing that they don't understand is there's a byproduct for barbering, for the barber, stylist, however, what have you. There's a byproduct, and that byproduct is the vibe, the atmosphere, the environment that you create. As the years have gone past, I have created a vibe. I have created a vibe, and it's a vibe. The vibe is good enough for you to support. You know, I got guys that come in that say, hey, listen, you know, I leave out of here feeling inspired. I leave out of here feeling better than when I came in. It doesn't necessarily revolve around service. It's the vibe that has been created. Support the vibe of CJ. For all you people that have supported me in the past, for all you people who wish to support me, but, you know, things probably didn't go that way because I'd have moved a couple of times. I've been in one area, you know, I've been around this town. But there's always an opportunity for you to still partake in the brand. Not so much the service, not so much the skills, but the brand is now established. And within my brand is a vibe. When you come to my establishment, you're going to see the vibe that has been created. Support the vibe. One way to support the vibe is Saturday morning topics. So let's get into Saturday morning topics. Saturday morning topics are every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we create topics on that morning. So the purpose of this is to provide an intellectual platform, to provide a platform of communication, to provide a platform and an environment where the mind can be free. When I was young, one of the things I was based on is free thoughts. You can have free thought. You can have an opinion. You can have a voice. It's a judge-free zone, and it's a safe space. You can have a safe space, especially for all your hard work. If you're out there and you're in need of a safe space and you're working hard and you feel that you haven't been deemed a safe space, I provide now that type of environment, and the hours are from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at my establishment in Lathrop, and it's called Saturday Morning Topics. Support the vibe. I have the promotions out now. And they, you know, say support the vibe / Saturday Morning Topics. And on those Saturday Morning Topics, we have, I have to give credit where credit is due, we have Tanisha T. Tanisha T comes in and she creates topics, she introduces topics, and she converses with the people. She is definitely a gem. She's a model. And I have other models come in. You know, I have the fairer sex, the females come in, and they come in with topics and discussions, and we have what's called a vibe. Now, I know that you feel that, and several people have claimed this title, but I am the king of R&B. I got more R&B music for you. We got topics for you. There's mimosa for you. The Saturday Morning Topics is a whole vibe. So if you ever get a chance to come and check out or even support the Saturday Morning Topics, please do so. You will not be disappointed. So we going right on forward to something that's very, very special to me. You know, we always work hard, and as this podcast rolls, I like to get into some nice quality topics. And I was thinking about, you know, I've been finding myself in a few conversations, think tanks, and one thing that's been coming up, something that has to be addressed, is the topic right here. So in this topic that I was coming to the podcast, I want to ask the question, should the work of a friendship be as hard as the work of a relationship? I'll run that by you again. This was actually one of the Saturday morning topics, but we also, we have a dual purpose for this particular topic being shared between Saturday morning topics and the podcast. Should the work of a friendship be as hard as the work of a relationship? Now, there are going to be a lot of different scenarios of how we pose this topic, but the topic goes this way. The work that you put in with a friend, that could be a girlfriend, that could be a homeboy, that could be best friends, besties. There are so many scenarios of friendship that we have in our lives. That could be a classmate, schoolmate, you know, you consider, you know, friends. That could be the girl next door. Should the work to maintain that quality within those types of relationships be as hard as the work that you put into a marriage, long-term relationship with your significant other, long-term relationship with your significant other? That work that you put into those types of relationships can be tedious, it can be hard, it can be strenuous. But should the work of a friendship be as hard as the work of a relationship? That was the question. That was the topic. Now, on the panel on Saturday, we got all kinds of different answers. Today, we have me coming in for the podcast. I love being here. This is a passion for me. It's also an honor for me. But I love to speak to you guys today. Objectively, I come in to state that the work that you put into friendships may very well be hard or harder than the work that you put into a relationship. One day I was at the shop, you know, and throughout history, you're going to hear one day I was at the shop. One day I was at the shop and I was with one of my partners. This was after hours. I mean, I wasn't cutting. We're in there watching the game, whatever. And it, you know, it's always debates over sports. The sport debate in a barbershop is like a fish to water. That conversation has been going on. I've been sports debating. That's why nobody can beat me in a sport debate. I've been sport debating 30 years. So I know all about the sports debate. I know who the GOAT is. I know who the all-time points, the all-time six man. I know all the statistics of sports. So with that being said, we find ourselves in debating, and I'm like, man, here comes such as, here comes James. Man, I don't want a sports debate today. But it's mandatory that you sports debate today because James going to bait you into a debate. I know that was powerful. Powerful. Bait into debate. You get baited into a debate. So now I'm baited into debate. Going back and forth, you know, over statistics. I don't want to even bring the sports category up now because then you'll get debated into debate. But at the end of it all, I said, man, I don't debate this much at home. I'm putting more debating and more work into these barbershop and sports bar relationships than I do at home in my real relationship. I'm in one of those relationships where I finally found peace, where I go home and smile and I just be smiling and oh, they're beautiful. I sit in there and be chilling. I got my little rice and salmon there, a little bit of broccoli, and I'm just chilling and relaxing. And I'm saying, man, one day I thought about it, I said, man. And then I got my women friends, my models that come around for Saturday morning topics. And then we find ourselves debating. And I'm like, man, I'm putting more debating and more arguing, for lack of a better word, into my friendships than I am into my real life loving relationship. Is the work that you put into friendships, should it be harder than the work that you put into your relationship? Here lately, the tables have been turned. I've been putting more work into friendships than I have into my relationship. My relationship has turned into something so perfect and something so beautiful that it does not require all the debating, but all the, there were times when it was debating and arguing. But we passed that. In these friendships, the question is it worth it? Is it worth getting exhausted? Because once you get that exhausted, and I don't want to say negativity, but once you get that thing, that stressful aspect of life out of your life, especially if something as hard, as challenging as a relationship, as a marriage. Once you get that ironed out, do you really want to have to exert that type of energy into something that's not your relationship, something that's not for better or for worse? You know, we are friends, but so a lot of your friendships are for better or for worse. So that's what makes it a topic. That's what makes it a question. I would like you to take this topic, and I would like for you to share it. I would like for you to, you can even come on Saturday morning topics from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and give your opinion about the topic. We are now to a level on Saturday where we are encouraging you to partake in the Saturday morning topics. And even if you can't physically come to the Saturday morning, you can always support the vibe. Now, with that being said, I have another topic for you, because this is the Let Us Become Sharper /TNS podcast. Let Us Become Sharper, based on the barber career, and TNS is the part of my clientele for the players, the top master players, TMP, the ones who you normally, sometimes you don't even see for the TNS. But this is Saturday morning. Here's a topic that we also had on Saturday morning that I want to pose to you now. And it goes this way. Of the three, which would you prefer? And I'm going to give you all the little fine print with this one. Of the three, which one would you prefer? Would you prefer a life partner? This is not a fly by night. This is somebody to be with, who has personality being one, sexuality being two, or finance being three. Now, here are the rules. The one person of your life that has the personality does not have sexuality, and they do not have any finance, and they will not have it. The person with the sexuality does not have finance, and they also lack personality, and they will not have it. The person with the finance does not have personality nor sexuality, and they will not have it. Which person do you choose? That topic that shook people up. Some of the answers was wild. A lot of them, like I say, we don't have the panel here today, but I'm glad we don't, because dumb answers got wild. My answer personally for topic number one being, should you put the same amount of work into a friendship or a relationship? The answer is yes. Anything worth having is worth working for. It's just a shame if you have to work harder, as I've been shamefully admit how I've been having to do lately, putting more work into friendships than my relationship. I was talking to a cat one day in my mind, you know, that bubble float over your mind. I was saying, man, I don't argue with my chick this much. I don't argue with my chick like this, bro. And we going back and forth over LeBron James. I don't go back and forth that much. I don't even know, you know, once you're not doing it at home, you forget how it feels. You be out in the street and be into a heated debate. And I'd be like, well, I don't even live this life, man. I don't live this life. But that's how it goes from time to time as far as the friendship. So my answer for that is anything worth having is worth working for. So I guess the answer is yes. As far as personality, sexuality, or finance, my answer for that, I give it to you next podcast. I'll let you just roll with the topic. I want y'all to come back. I know y'all going to come back, but I want you back. So of the three, which one do you prefer in a person, in a long term, something that's serious? Personality, sexuality, or finance? Which one do you prefer? I'd like to share those topics with y'all today. It's been a joy. I like to come in here and, you know, I'm about that topic life, You know, we about positive vibes around here. We about prosperity vibes around here. And support the vibe to my supporters who always come through, the supporters of the podcast, the supporters of the entities as far as Saturday Morning Topics Thursday, the supporters of the podcast and the supporters of Business Within Itself. We thank you. All Cash Is Verified. All Cash Is Verified is a statement that I make every podcast. And what that does is that a lot that gives me the chance to explain to you that all money, all monetary, all cash is verified. Nothing goes in or goes out without being verified. We don't blow off even the smallest amount. We don't ignore. We don't downplay the help that we receive. And we thank you so much to my personal supporters, the people who just supported me before I ever had a podcast, but you know, coming all the way from the basement, basically. I thank you. I thank you every day. I thank you because I never let a day go by without understanding why I have the quality of life that I have. So to, you know, that's just something that I want to say. We thank you from the bottom of my heart. So yeah, for those topics. Yeah. Should the work of a friendship be as hard as a relationship? What do you think? Let me know. Somehow, some way, you let me know. You can comment. You can chime in. You can actually come to the Saturday Morning Topics. It's for everybody. It's not as exclusive as Thursday. Saturday Morning Topics is for everybody. I want to create something for everybody. I'll be out and about, and then people ask me about the Thursday, and then I don't judge, but I'm looking at them. I'm like, yeah. On Thursday, you're not really gonna make it on that Thursday. That Thursday is too baller. That Thursday is too powerful. But the Saturday powerful too. But we also got room for you on the Saturday. So I share these topics. I want to put them out there to you. I want the engagement. You know, it's something that I love. I'll be out at bars. I'll be at restaurants. I'll be out in the streets actually, and I'm beginning to become one with the topics. I'm beginning to speak the topics to the people. I'm beginning to tell people to tune into the podcast and tune into the, watch the topics and engage in the topics because they're important to me. And I'm getting these topics from everyday life, not just mine. Some of the topics that we're coming up with, I'm getting them from conversations and people, opinions of what we're having when we're talking and conversing with people. So I want you to engage into those topics. I like the way that this has been going. I want to keep it going, keep it flowing, and I appreciate you. The recap of the topics, you know, like I said, I said them both. What I'll do is I'll split and put them at the beginning so you can check them out in their entirety as I explained them with the details as well. You know, it's like little details in those topics. So we want to hash that out and get some opinions going. If you can make it to the Saturday Morning Topics, any one of my clients who sees this, who hasn't been around in a while. I don't care. I'm going to say this boldly, and I'm going to get out of here, but I'm going to say this boldly. I don't care about where you get your haircut at, but you can support the Saturday Morning Topics, the vibe of it. I just want you to know that. That's something I want to put out there like just like an extra. Outside of all of that, the weather's breaking. Here in Michigan, we always talking about the weather. You'll hear the word weather 10 times in a day. The weather's breaking. We're going to have a great spring and summer. But I want you all to be safe out there. I want you to party safely. I want you to, you know, engage with each other in a positive way, a positive manner. And always remember me. Always remember CJ. Always remember Let Us Become Sharper. And always remember the cast, the podcast. This is the place to be. Support the vibe. You know, like I say, as we say so many times before, stay safe out there and let us become sharper.